Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Undercurrent. I'm your host, Tara Sloan. I hope everyone is having a wonderful lead up to summer. As I mentioned on the pod last week, to close out the season, I'm going to be chatting with a few of the Sharks' best and brightest prospects as we look towards the future with Team Teal. Last week, it was my great pleasure to catch up with Quentin Musty of the OHL. This week, you're going to meet Philip Biestedt. Philip was drafted 27th overall by the Sharks in 2022. He's a 6'4" centerman. He was the 2022-23 Rookie of the Year in the Swedish Hockey League. And this past season, Sharks fans had the chance to get a taste of what Philip can do. He joined the Barracuda for the last 8 games of the season and had 7 points in those 8 games. So the future is bright with Philip Biestedt. I caught Philip in his hometown of Linköping in Sweden. And as you'll hear, connecting took a couple of tries. So, Philip, this has to be one of the funniest missed interviews ever in my career, actually. There's a saying, an English saying, that says gone fishing. And that's what happened yesterday when you and I were supposed to connect. We had an appointment and you texted and you said, I'm on the sea fishing. So explain, what were you up to?
Yeah, unfortunately, I totally forgot that and the time and everything. So I was out on the sea fishing with the two buddies here back at home in Sweden. And then I got a text and I'm like, no, fuck, I missed it. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's okay. Well, it's the beauty of doing things virtually is you can be a lot more flexible. First of all, what do you fish for? And did you catch anything?
I catched one. I'm not sure what that fish called in English, but gädda in Swedish. I caught one of those. We were out for like 4 hours, maybe.
Is it something that's edible or do you throw it back?
Yeah, it is, but I just throw it back normally.
And is this a favorite pastime of yours, fishing?
Yeah, it's quite nice. I've been starting this year mostly, so it's something I'm liking.
Well, listen, I mean, the ocean's not so far away from San Jose, so you can do you can catch a lot of really good stuff out here. What else do you do for fun?
A lot of golf. I'm a big golfer, so I try to play as much as I can when there's times to book, and also just hang out with buddies and have a good time.
So, you know, for our listeners who might not know that much about you, I mean, we certainly, you know, we know all the key points, you know, your international gameplay and your draft position and all that. But like, I want to know a little bit more about you and how you grew up. First of all, where did you grow up? Tell us a little bit about your hometown.
Yeah, it's called Linköping here in Sweden. Grew up with my parents and I got one older sister, 2 years older. So yeah, it's been good. Been living here for my whole life and started to play hockey pretty early as well. Played soccer and floorball and tennis and all kind of stuff growing up. So had a busy time, but yeah, towards 15, 14, maybe I went over to full time with only hockey, and I've been doing that since.
Yeah, you certainly haven't looked back. Does anybody else in your family play? Like, was it something that was, you know, passed down through the generations, or you found it for yourself?
No, I kind of found it for myself. I had a couple of my best friends here in Sweden. Went in the same class that started playing hockey, and then I was like, yeah, should try it as well, and kind of stick to it.
You obviously have your own superstars in Sweden who play in Sweden, but the NHL is also huge and you have a lot of role models to look up to. Who were your favorite players growing up?
Yeah, Peter Forsberg. Watched him a lot. Yeah, I liked his game very much. Then now recently I've been Of course, looking at a lot of Swedes here in the World Championship, and Barkov is one I like to watch as well.
The Lady Bing winner from this year, obviously Sasha's incredible.
Yeah.
Does that wait, was Colorado your favorite team, or did you have a favorite NHL team?
No, not really. Kind of when I was very young, it was a bit Rangers because my family took me to New York, and we was there and watched the game, and then kind of got a jersey and fell for it a bit there.
Isn't that funny how those things just shape your whole life? Like, you go to one game and then that's just how you see hockey. I love that.
Yeah.
So you've actually, up until this point, you coming over to San Jose, you've managed to stay and play in your hometown your whole career so far. Is that usual in Sweden? Because in North America, it's not so much, right? Like a lot of, CHL players will have to move, USHL players will have to move.
Yeah, it's like some people do it. The most like start off in like smaller clubs when they're really young, and then move, like if you're in Stockholm, you play for a small team, and then when you grow up you move to either a bigger team like Djurgården and stuff like that. So it's not that common, but of course Linköping here is in the top league and have had a good, very good youth program. So yeah, I just been sticking to it.
Yeah, and it's obviously been great for you. When you started to sort of move on to the international stage, you won a gold at the U18s, and then 2 years playing in the World Juniors, you won a silver medal at home, which has got to be really incredible. What kind of perspective does that give you, when you start to see teams from other countries and play on different ice?
Yeah, it's of course it's different to play like US and Canada and those guys compared to back home in Sweden. They play it a little bit different, and yeah, it's fun to see how Sweden stands against the other countries in the world, and I get to play the big games.
Well, you're certainly one of the top hockey nations, but how do you feel like Sweden is in terms of the rest of the countries, and is Sweden moving up the ranks?
Yeah, I think so. Like been looking now at the World Championship. I think yeah, we have a good chance to go all the way, and hopefully, I hope we do.
I want to go back to 2022 and the draft in Montreal. Your draft position, it wasn't a guarantee that you were necessarily going to go in the first round. Did you feel in your heart that you were going to go in the first round?
Yeah, kind of. Like I wanted to go there, and I talked to some teams that were picking there, and yeah, I just had my hopes up, and yeah, it went well.
What does it feel like to hear your name called?
Yeah, I was sitting there for like a couple hours, so just listening every time they came up, and then when they finally said my name, it was like first I didn't really took it in, like it was my name. So looked over to my agent to the right, and he says pretty much it's congratulations and stuff, and then it's kind of sink in, and it's an unbelievable feeling, a dream come true.
How many people were there with you, friends and family?
Yeah, it was my family, mom, dad, sister, and then yeah, of course a lot of friends that I've been playing with was also there, and in the arena, and then yeah, my agents and stuff.
I know after you get drafted, it's not a lot of downtime. Like you're all of a sudden, you're on a plane, you're in San Jose, you're at camp. What has that been like coming to the camps here, and how will it be different? Obviously, you're now going to be 2 years older going into camp this year. But what have you learned from actually that experience?
Yeah, learned a lot, how it is over there, to live, and yeah, to everything off ice and stuff like that. And yeah, on ice, of course, it's smaller ice and stuff. You have to think a bit quicker and be better at, around the boards, because it's a more board game, or what how you call it. And yeah, it's just the basics, pretty much.
Part of the rationale for bringing you over to the Barracuda this year was to get you some experience on this ice, but also get you more acclimatized. You know the rink, you know the staff, you know the area. So how much did that add now to your comfort in San Jose?
Yeah, a lot, I think. I got to bring I got to spend some time there, and yeah, it was a bit different living there compared to Sweden, with groceries and everything, like cars and stuff. So yeah, that's a good experience. And also, as you said, the staff, and get to know the guys and everything like that. I think it was a good experience.
Did you have any time, any downtime? You were here for eight games. It's not a long time.
Yeah, not that much, but like in between practices, we had a couple of guys went to play basketball, and I kind of just relaxed. And then I managed to get one golf round in.
Where did you play? Do you remember?
No, actually, I don't. I hopped in a car with Cardwell and Frischer, and then yeah, they drove me out, and I don't really know which course it was, but it
Did I hear that Ethan is Ethan a
was
really good
good.
golfer?
Yeah,
Yeah.
he is.
Well, listen, when you come back down, there's plenty of golf courses around. I'm sure your goal is, of course, to make the team each and every season. That's the goal here. What are you working on this off season to give yourself the best shot?
Yeah, building my body and trying to get stronger and more hard to move, and compared to the first steps and explosion, and yeah, be fast there, and of course everything else as well. Trying to be a lot on the ice, and improve my shot, my skating, and everything like that. So yeah, that's some key points.
Give me like your average week, like how many hours are you spending dry land? How many hours are you spending on the ice? How many hours are you spending fishing?
Yeah, I'm mostly in the gym in the morning, like 2 hours each day, and I'm going on ice 3 times a week. And yeah, sometimes we go in to the gym more, and like biking and stuff, just to get that out. And then a lot of golf, and yeah, fishing is a couple hours on the weekends for sure.
You have to enjoy your life and take some recovery time too. You
Yeah.
talked a little bit about the World Championships, Fabian Zetterlund's having a great tournament. What's it like to see Fabian and William Eklund, even in spite of such a difficult season for the San Jose Sharks, to see their level of success on that team?
Yeah, awesome. To see fellow Swedes have a good year, and I've been watching them a lot. Especially when I'm watching the games, I'm always looking for when they are on the ice and what they're doing. And of course, they can help me when I'm gonna take the step. And then I watched a bit how they are doing now, so maybe it get easier then.
This may be hard to recall on the spot, and so I'm sort of putting you on the spot, but do you have any advice that you live by? Like somebody who gave you some words of advice that you really carry with you? I should have warned you on this one.
Yeah, you should have. It's like this, like, if you know, when you call me on the spot here, I kind of forget it as well. But it's like, I'm always heard, like, from the coaches and stuff, if you want to be the best, you have to work the best and most of everyone. If someone trains 2 hours, you gotta be in 2.5 maybe, and you're gonna be half an hour better. And also, if you're going on a gym pass or something, Yeah, you need to get one gym pass better, not gym pass older.
Okay. See, that's great. See,
Yeah.
you rose to the occasion. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck. You know, we talked a lot about you during our hockey, our Sharks broadcasts, because there's just a lot of hope for you and what you can add to the team. And so I hope you have a fantastic off season and look forward to seeing you at a camp and then look forward to seeing you in San Jose.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Philip.
Thank you.
A huge thanks to Philip for making the time. Navigating the time difference was difficult, and obviously, he's got better things to do than talk to me. I understand why he wants to be out on the ocean catching fish with his buddies. So, Philip, thank you for taking the time. We are all very much looking forward to seeing you during camp and hopefully back here with one of the teams. The Barracuda, potentially, or who knows? Who knows what will happen next season? So much to be determined. This is not it. We've got a couple more episodes to go for the season, so make sure you stay tuned. I'll be back with you in another couple weeks. In the meantime, keep your sticks on the ice and your fins above water.